Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Salutations, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and we know you do, head on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network, and you save $1 a month. The price of the network is going up in September, but if you sign up now, you get grandfathered in at the old price. And you can head on over to podcastmerch.com, where we have hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and long sleeves. And thank you so much for wearing that merch out to shows. It really means a lot. It's going to be a fun day. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen who are new to the show. To my left, I got Mr. Max Antonucci.
How you doing, Zach?
Thank you very much for being here, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm excited.
It's going to be a fun day. Thank you very much for being here. And to my right, I believe this gentleman was on the first ever paid gig I did.
Yeah.
At a bar in Jersey. And I have known him for the entire time I've been doing comedy. To my right is Rich Carucci.
Hey, glad to be here, man.
Thank you for being here, brother. Oh,
thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you making the trek out. It's going to be a fun day. Let's get plugs out of the way. Max, what do you want people to get eyes on?
September 2nd, I'm going to be at Laughing Monks Comedy at Rejects Beer Company, featuring for Dina Hashem in Rhode Island. And then on September 10th, Atlantic City Comedy Club. And you can find me on social media at Max Antonucci on everything.
Fantastic. Rich?
September 30th, Bullseye Pub Beer Garden in Brooklyn, New York on Flatbush Avenue. I also got some more dates coming up in Jersey, headlining at TIFFs and Morris Plains, and I'm in the city a lot. DickCar_64 on Instagram. Check me out on that. Check me out on Facebook. My site's down now, though, my website. The Chinese have stolen it. I'm not even kidding.
Well, please check both these guys out. And if you are in the Brooklyn area, September the 18th, Catalyst Wrestling will be at Chilo's in Sunset Park. Come out for tequila, tacos, and wrestling. And thank you for continuing to support the show. I'll be out on the road the next few months, and hopefully I'll catch you soon. I got a Toronto date to announce real soon, and I think you guys are going to be excited. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, we got an exciting new sponsor here on the show. I know I've been saying that every week, but I really mean it this time. You ever have a friend that has a guy? Like, nobody could find something, but your friend has a guy? Well, actually, I have a guy for you, and his name is RockAuto.com! They've been in business for 20 years, and while every other business in this country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, you got a guy. I'm telling you, they have the auto parts you need in stock at reliably low prices. If you've got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value. The car market is hot, 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 which is why now's the time to keep your car well-maintained. So check out the site. If you're looking for auto parts, they are your guy. And you can tell them we sent you. There's going to be a little thing you can check off and say you heard about the site on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. That really, really helps. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you so much for supporting our friends at RockAuto.com. All right. Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, I just want to tell you about one of our favorite sponsors, the marquee sponsor of Skankfest, and that's Yo Kratom. Guys, the price of everything has been going up, whether it's gasoline, rent, groceries. Well, YoKratom.com will provide for you the best deal in the world. a $60 kilo of kratom delivered right to your door. Listen, if you guys don't do kratom, don't start on my account. But if you do use kratom, it is time to stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations when you get it delivered to your door for just $60 a kilo. YoKratom.com. It's the best. They're the best. Thank you so much for supporting the show. YoKratom, you're the coolest. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1983, The Deadly Spawn. It's on Shudder. If you don't have Shudder, you're fucking up. It's the Netflix for horror movies. They put new stuff up all the time. It is one of the best streaming services. And yeah, it's just going to be a fun, silly space movie. Let's have some fun. Let's watch some aliens. Let's watch some monsters and gore. You know how we do this. We'll be a 10 count, so you can sync the movie right up at home. But we do screen this show for free every Friday night at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. So just tune in then if you're broke. Or just sign up for the fucking network already. Come on. Promo code Zach. Throw us a few bucks. But regardless, I love you. Thanks for watching. You guys are the best. Ladies in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, so this is a very silly movie. This is post-Alien. So a lot of people started making Alien movies, and they were all advertised like they might be a sequel to Alien. And this is very much the classic 80s trope. People see a spaceship, blah, 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 monsters, gore, aliens take over the world, group of kids has to stop them.
Starting in the woods, I love it.
Yep, yeah. Very easy. Same beginning as The Blob, same beginning as the one segment of Creepshow, same beginning as countless other movies, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, all this same trope, and I absolutely love it. Max, since I'm just getting to know you, growing up, what scared you as a kid?
Clowns, actually. Killer Clowns from Outer Space fucked me up pretty bad. The TV, it always fucked me up. And then just, like, small things. E.T. kind of bothered me, just, like, the creature itself.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was mostly it. And then whenever we would go camping, which is this bring back memories, my dad used to tell fucked up horror stories. He was also in Vietnam, so we would intertwine those.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, that seems about right. That was the right age for that. Did you see there's a Killer Clowns game coming?
No.
The people that made the Friday 13th on everything.
Oh, really?
The people that made the Friday 13th game, their next game is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
There's that new game with David Arquette that I keep seeing advertised. That looks kind of fun.
Yeah, that Friday 13th game is sick. I'm very excited to see. Hey, where's the flash? And it looks like it's got all the characters. It looks really, really silly. Rich, same question. Growing up, what scared you as a kid?
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, no, that makes
stuff
sense.
Stuff like that. The original Frankenstein.
Rich, how old of a gal are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 58 years old.
Yeah, that clock. Night of the Living Dead would be a real. That's right around that time.
Oh, yeah. I was totally a chiller theater.
Uh-oh. What scared you, Zach?
Chucky.
Oh, yeah, and Chucky
became
too,
my favorite.
Yeah.
Chucky became my favorite thing ever. But, yeah, Chucky was what they scared me with when I was a kid. See, Chili Theater is also the name of the horror convention I used to go to growing up.
Oh, wow.
And I would go to all these conventions. Now there's Monster Mania, and Gary Busey just got charged with sexual misconduct.
That's a shame. I love that guy, man. He was in DC Cab. You gotta love him.
Yeah, I mean, so he's always been nuts, and everybody's been kind of aware of it. He literally has a he's got a traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, from the motorcycle.
Yeah, right.
A
motorcycle
bike, right?
Accident after he did the Buddy Holly movie, and they basically said he has impulse control problems, which I wonder if you could use in court.
Sure, why not?
Because then, did you see the video of him the next day after he got sent home?
He's beating off on a...
He's sitting with his pants around his knees on a park bench.
And it wasn't New York City?
No, that's where he fucked up.
Oh, yeah. If he came here, it
was
in
L.A.
That's where he messed up. But, that'll add to the case.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's old. I mean, he's an older gentleman.
It's like 70s?
Yeah, what do you put him...
He's got to be, yeah.
You know, it's not like Ron Jeremy, who's got 30 years of it.
Maybe he's got, early onset dementia, too.
Yeah, you never know. He might. Some of these guys, I think they're not trying to be inappropriate. I think they just don't know where they are or what's going on.
For sure, yeah.
And people kind of parade them around because they're these pseudo-celebrities still.
Well, isn't that what was happening with Bruce Willis? I mean, he wasn't whacking off on a bench, but apparently he's got dementia and they were putting him in movies.
Yeah, he didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
Man, I love that guy too. Pulp Fiction.
We've talked about it. There's a guy, Robbie Goodwin was telling us about. It's this genre of movies now called geezer teasers, where they'll get like a Bruce Willis or like an older action star and shoot like two scenes with him and then put him on the cover so that old guys click on it.
Gotcha.
And it's like a genre.
Yeah.
And I guess Bruce Willis did a few of those and doesn't know he's in them. And he was like not in his right mind on set, and they literally were just filming him like doing the lines, not knowing what was going on.
They've been doing that with hot chicks forever. They put a hot chick on the phone.
Yeah, so this is just a real silly one, so we're gonna have some fun today.
Oh, he's got a ring. Skull ring.
I think I have that same one.
That's a look.
Oh my God, look at that wallpaper.
Who sleeps with their shirt and underwear on?
Oh, you can't be serious. It's miserable out.
So it's a little wet.
My, a few years ago, no. My great uncle passed away at 103.
God bless.
And we went to his house to go see everybody before the night before the funeral in Jersey. And his house hadn't been touched since probably the late 60s, and it was all shit like this.
Oh my God.
But the crazy thing, the ceilings had wallpaper.
Yeah.
So it would be like those kind of patterns, but the ceiling too. And it was like a fun house. It was like disorienting.
It's trippy.
It's just all the clashing patterns.
Yeah.
No wonder why people were like hitting each other in the home.
So this movie was pretty much shot close to in order. We're going to lose a character that was supposed to survive the entire movie, but she got a job on a different thing. that's the level of budget we're working with.
Already seeing some nip.
Yeah, seeing a little bit, nip.
I like it.
And that's not a young gal.
No.
So good for her for showing a little goods.
This is hyper realistic.
Is that a kimono?
I think it is. Uh-oh. Window's open.
Pink chairs? Gotta love it.
That blue refrigerator. Everything is alarming. Wow. That blue refrigerator really threw me for a loop,
Jesus.
And I don't know why.
I want it.
Ooh, exposed brick, though. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Do a mic down there.
See, I think I did a live episode of the show down there a few months ago. I did a live episode of this a few months ago, and it was at a it was supposed to be a horror convention / concert, and it was in the basement of a bar. And the guy that ran the thing was like, hey, we're actually going to turn everything into just Sunday because there was an enormous flood and the water's up to, like, our knees.
Jesus.
And then they had to shop vac it all out. And, man, that's quite an odor next day when you're trying to do comedy.
For a while, it's an odor. And then it's black mold.
That was a decent little show, though. People were not ready for the comedy portion.
You grew up in Jersey, Zach?
Sea Caucus, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was doing those shows. That was my hometown.
Gotcha.
Where'd you grow up, Max?
I grew up in Island, New Jersey.
Okay.
131 on the Parkway.
All right, yeah. So we're all Jersey boys.
Yeah.
Hackensack, yeah.
Yeah, Rich and I met, gotta be, 12 years ago now?
At least.
Show at the Plank Road Inn.
Yeah.
I got to open for Otto and George.
Oh, wow.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, I'm really glad I got that one in the books.
Yeah. That place is still there. They just don't do comedy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the local bar. That's the bar all the townies go to.
I love that place.
Hell yeah. See, I like that. That's way cooler than trying to show that effect.
Yeah, that is for awesome. Sure.
Yeah, really
oh my
like
god.
That.
You could clearly tell that was a guy just throwing a handful of liquid at the bulb.
It works.
I love it. Yeah, it's a flashlight for the wall. So they got a spotlight and then they're just and I love it. And that's very psycho, the exposed light bulb.
She just got done taking her morning shit.
Dropped the deuce in her nighty.
Backed up into the cellar. Kills the monster.
The monster's downstairs lighting a match.
Jesus Christ.
I can't get over that blue refrigerator.
It's so disgusting.
I think it's because it's like unreal.
Yeah.
Like you don't expect it.
I've never seen a blue one. Black, red, white.
I love that they're not showing it.
Yeah.
I think that's just good filmmaking. Even for something low budget and bad like this.
Yeah, it's always the best. It keeps you on the edge of your seat when you don't see it.
So like that's my huge problem with the sci-fi originals, because they're designed to be shown with commercials, one of the rules is they give you is you have to see the monster in the first 10 minutes so that people won't change the channel. And I think it ruins the suspense of all those movies.
She's writing a note. Get a new refrigerator.
Yeah. Repaint refrigerator blue.
Floral patterns for the refrigerator.
Toilet is stuffed.
Don't ever underestimate the size of a woman's dump either. I saw an 85-pound girl clog the toilet at Eastville Comedy Club to the point where the bartenders were spraying, like, odorizer spray. And she clogged the toilet, and it stunk so bad that the entire lobby stunk.
Jesus.
I got to give her credit for shitting in a comedy club bathroom.
Yeah. You don't do that? I do that.
I haven't, no.
Every time before I go up, I have to shit.
I always feel like I have to shit, but then I don't.
As soon as you get up on stage, it goes away, but I always just give into it.
The Creek in Austin has gender-neutral bathrooms, and I was fucking doing work. I was really ripping it up, and just two girls came in. And we're like talking to Washer, and I'm like, this isn't, we've gone too far. Progress has gone too far. This should not be.
This is a beautiful, I dropped the deuce here. It's fucking beautiful.
I used that bidet. Yeah.
You used the bidet?
No choice. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, dude, that bidet will change your life.
That's what's great, because I have one at home, and now everywhere I go, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do it. They don't have a bidet. As soon as I saw it here,
I didn't know
that. Glad I got that other cold brew.
Yeah, it takes you about three times before you realize it's not about aiming the bidet. It's about asshole placement.
Yeah,
of course.
And once you learn how to make your ass sing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get nothing but net on that thing.
Yeah. Get all the water up in there and then just push it out.
You're clean for the day.
Yeah.
Man.
Sometimes I'll use the bidet. I ain't even shit. I've just been walking around.
Yeah, for sure.
Swamp ass.
I need to freshen up.
Summertime? Yeah, absolutely.
They're really stretching this out. They're getting their fucking running times worth out of this lady fighting the body.
You're skinny, Max. You don't understand what it is to be big in this weather.
Yeah.
It's fucking... Oh.
That's sick.
That's hilarious.
That was great.
That's sick. The guys that made this movie, the effects guys that made this monster, that looks awesome.
Oh, great.
They actually, once you see the final monster and how big it is, they made it in their basement but didn't realize they couldn't get it out the door. So you can see they had to cut parts of it off and reattach it.
Oh, wow.
Because it was they couldn't get out of the house.
Like Gilbert Grape's mother.
Wait, is this the same house?
I don't know.
What time is it?
They're like comics. They have roommates.
Yeah. Well, this could be a fake out, and it's the TV. Well, maybe it's the house. Yep. The fake out. So what's he got in the room?
He's Godzilla?
Got Godzilla. He's got a King Kong poster. King Kong doll. We got a creature from the Black Lagoon. The giant ant.
Looks like what I had when I was growing up. I had the glow-in-the-dark ones, though.
I'm trying to figure out what the thing above the bed is. Figure it out. This is just of a different time, and I'm sure that it's not jarring for other people, but I love... Oh, no, there's that goddamn blue refrigerator. It is the same fucking house. Look at that, everybody has blue refrigerators.
Oh, there's the... Okay, we're gone for the day.
Yep. Great.
P.S., don't go in the basement.
Yeah, don't go... I legitimately hope this is an hour and a half of people walking downstairs and getting
it'd be hilarious.
By the way, you can tell they used this shot because they ran out of room. So they've got the poor camera guy perched up.
Yeah.
And from that pan over, you could tell that was manual. See, he's doing it manually. This poor guy is just stuck in the corner of the room. I have a buddy who does a web series with all big fat guys. It's all bears, and it's like a gay Degrassi type thing. And you can tell the guy shooting it is also fat.
Yeah, I know.
Because of how cramped all the scenes are when they're in apartments. So there'll be scenes where it's just like supposed to be a very intimate scene between two dudes, but you could tell that there's a third fat person in the room by the way they're like stuck in a corner awkwardly.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Every now and then you just hear grunting like
. Yeah. Well, the funny thing, I saw behind the scenes footage of it, and the DP always has a rolly chair that he's sitting in, so all the shots are like oddly low.
Yeah.
Walk on over later on this morning. Yeah, we could study. It's a perfect day for it. So wear your galoshes and a big raincoat. Oh, and don't forget those skimpy notes of yours if you can locate them.
Yeah.
And maybe Ellen can come along too. Oh yeah, why not? But she said she was good at this. So call and find out.
So Rich, growing up, you were around for like all the big ones to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember like the hysteria around The Exorcist coming out?
I do.
It was like on the news and shit.
It was banned from certain places. They had to give you a disclaimer. That was a horrifying one.
There was lines around the block for that, dude. When you watch the old news footage.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies fainting in the lobby.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I would love for anything to have that kind of impact.
I remember watching The Birds for the first time and being terrified.
The Birds is not
science fiction because that's what it is.
It ages well. It's a surprisingly tense movie.
I can't think of the movie, but there was a movie about a guy that came back from Vietnam and he was actually dead. And he's hanging out with his parents, and his friends come, and he winds up. It's just weird. And Don't Be Afraid of the Dark with those little monsters was terrifying.
I'm sure. Was that a segment in something, possibly, the Vietnam thing?
No, it was a movie. It's all black and white, and the guy comes back from Vietnam, and he's actually dead, but you don't know it. And he goes out with the girl, and he kills her. And at the end, he winds up driving to the graveyard to. I remember watching it like at 1 in the morning at my friend's and being terrified to walk home.
Yeah.
It's like, Reuben, you're walking me home, dude.
Is she making a baked potato with cocaine on it?
Yeah, I was like, how much?
These are my two favorite things.
This is right at the beginning of the crack epidemic, okay. Too.
This is when coke was good, just, you know, $100 a gram.
Wasn't cut with fentanyl.
Yeah, $100 a gram.
If there's no problem, I will. I don't mind doing this.
That's my vacation, too. How many eggs?
What kind?
That is a intense comb over. Why, like...
This looks like a Whitest Kids You Know sketch.
Yeah, that, it looks like a piece. Like, yeah. It looks like a bald cap with a wig. Hell yeah. It's just this kid being a scooch again. It's pretty fun. That is also another trope that I really love. The one kid in the house that loves horror, so he's going to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
There was a very good... there's a Creepshow series on Shudder. It was a very good episode where the kid loves all, like, the monster kits and stuff. And he's got an abusive stepfather. It was really, really good.
Did they say anything about tonight? I'm supposed to get the car.
No, I don't think so. They left before we got up.
They're going to give us a call later. Oh, by the way, who was that on the telephone, Pete?
That was a friend of mine. Right?
When was the last time, like, a horror movie came out and everyone was freaking out? Paranormal Activity?
Conjuring.
Oh, Conjuring was great, yeah.
I feel like Conjuring people really talked about. But, you know, Paranormal Activity people were super into.
Because I remember when Blair Witch came out, I was, like, 11 years
old.
Yeah,
that was, like, a phenomenon.
Yeah, and that was before the internet was, like, really big. So, like, you were going into the movie thinking, all these people died?
Well, if you wanted to read about Blair Witch then, you had to go to the Blair Witch website.
Yeah, yeah.
Not social media where people are picking it apart.
No, not really.
What's the one coming out now with Art the Clown?
Oh, Terrifier.
Terrifier, yeah. Terrifier, Terrifier 2.
Yeah, my friend Katie's in that. She's in all our movies. Did you see the first one?
I did, yeah. It was
She's
great.
The girl that gets hung upside down.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Great.
Yeah, she came up with us with Trauma, and now she does really well doing the conventions and stuff. That was her big break. I'm very proud of her. Great actress, too. I'm very happy she's getting casted more and more shit.
Oh, your grandmother doesn't cancel a vegetarian luncheon on account of bad weather.
Yeah, I sat her at my wedding. I sat her with my mom and my grandma because I knew she would be sweet. And then I was just watching my various horror friends walk by her because she's completely naked and terrified.
Yeah.
And I'm watching people walk by her and go, walk by her and go. And I'm watching them all make a mental note to go home immediately and watch her nude scene.
I have normal conversations too, Pete. You're pretty quick. Sam tells me you're a scientist.
Science major.
It's the same thing, if you have the scientific method.
Well, I suppose you're right about that. With a bargain hunter, you. What's your study? I'm studying. KJBD
listeners. Oh, you're just being modest. Astrologer, aren't you?
Astronomer. Pete's not interested in the lunatic fringe, I'm sure.
Do you remember the scene from Another World Got Killed?
Speaking of the lunatic fringe, why do you mess around with that junk?
It's not junk.
The what from what?
Thing from another world.
Famous monsters.
Come on, how did he get killed?
How should I know?
I saw it. I just remember the ending.
He saw it a long time ago. He was just a kid.
This man would never get cast in, not this one, the older guy, would never get cast in anything anymore.
He looks like a Nelson Riley clone.
There's something so real about having ugly people in movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you don't get anymore. Because, like, when you see a movie now, it's like, what's the chance that everyone in this friend group would all be exceptionally good looking?
Yeah, the landscaper, everybody. Yeah. Just the bus driver, the cop. It's going to be a bad
day. Yeah, I've always been a proponent of putting weird-looking people and stuff. My my boss at Trauma uses the term mug for a guy with a very unique face. He always goes, oh, he's got a mug. You got to use him. He's got a real mug.
That's why Napoleon Dynamite, I think, did so well.
Yeah. Yeah, so many real looking people.
Yeah.
What do you think the budget on this was?
I don't know.
Free ladies snacks?
Yeah. Ladies in the booth, will you get me a... Is there anything resembling a budget? I would say this... I mean, so it's shot on film. So consider 83, and it's a real movie. It's shot on probably 16 or 35. That's expensive. Way more expensive than you think to shoot on film. So I would consider maybe... A few hundred thousand, at least.
Yeah, 200-300
More.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever watch those Bill Zabob?
Oh, yeah. Bill Zabob, yeah.
I was in Ant Farm Dickhole. I don't want to brag. And Jesus Christ, a total douchebag.
It was supposedly made for $25,000.
Wow.
Really? Really, that much?
Get the fuck out of here.
Estimated, but yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I way overblew that. Thank you, Matt.
I
would have
thought about five.
Frankenstein. I was going to say way more than that. Okay. I did bad math on that. And yeah, Beelzebub's nuts, by the way.
Yes, yes.
Did he do
What do you mean?
Jesus Christ Serial Rapist?
I think he did. Yeah, I did Daughter of Christ. Jesus Christ Total Douchebag.
Yeah, Bill's nuts.
Scienceless Fiction. Bunch of his.
Oh, maybe is it Santa Claus Serial Rapist? Something like that.
Yeah. He's done it. He's
yeah, he's just a crazy guy with a camera, which is one of my favorite genres of film.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
Just an absolute lunatic.
You meet in these weird places, he'll tell you the line, okay, this is what you say, and it, like that's how it's, he's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you ever get scared yourself?
I mean, really scared?
Yes.
Not really.
There was another guy that made...
Maybe sometimes.
Awful, awful movies, like backyard movies. Conrad Brooks.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think he died a few years ago, but he was a police officer in Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Really?
And he would show up to every convention, not booked. People chasing you, no. Just walk around trying to sell movies out of his suitcase.
I think they would frown upon that.
And I remember he made a movie that I've been trying to find. I think it's... I had it on VHS. It was, I think, Jangel Beast from the East. And it was just an old fat guy in like a Fred Flintstone shirt fighting rubber animals in very obviously like people's backyards.
See, I would go to a film festival full of guys like that.
That's what a lot of film festivals
are.
That's
Beelzebub. You're in a backyard. It's supposed to be like a Viking ship. It's somebody's play yard.
Yeah, and Conrad was not, and he was always, I mean, everybody knew him. Because he would just walk up to every single person and try and show these fucking awful movies out of his suitcase.
Next victim.
Yeah, he's going into the basement.
Mm-hmm. Aw, man.
Oh, they got George Harrison for this?
Everybody looks like a knockoff of somebody else, like Scott Baio, Charles Nelson Reilly, the chick from The Shining.
Yeah, Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall.
I just shot seats or something. And it was like a Brooklyn apartment, but it was one of those where you lift the metal door and go downstairs. And I was like, do you really expect me to get down there? And it was literally like up? The ledge was, you had to go down backwards because the ledge was so low that you would have had to like bend over backwards to get in it. And I was like, guys, you know you have to get me back out of
there. Yeah, that's the problem with me too, getting back out.
We did a show at Soul Joel's a few months ago now, and it was a pop-up show. We get there, and it's just in a park, but it's at the bottom of, like, three hills, and then he called it a natural amphitheater, but it was so steep that I just sat at the bottom of the stage until the whole show was over, because I didn't want people to see me try to get back up it, because it was like a three-person job to haul me. That was a good show. I saw a 50-something-year-old lady's vagina.
Oof.
Not bad. Real,
still together.
Real put together. Real trimmed. She had bike shorts on. She was in the front row, and she flashed her pussy at the stage.
There's a nudist place that does a show every year in Pennsylvania. I did it last year. I didn't go back this year. Everybody totally nude, but 70s.
Mm-hmm. I did a nudist colony in Woodstock, Connecticut, years ago, with two girl comics, and I mean, I was ready. I got naked in the car.
Yeah, yeah. I think I remember seeing stuff about this.
And it was so fucking fun. Yeah, it was all old people. Everybody shaved, which was odd. It was like a resort, though. Like, it was a vacation place. So there was, like, families. The kids all had clothes on. So you feel weird. The weirdest thing was taking a shit and then walking out naked.
I could see that.
But then, so we're doing the show in, like, a little area they had for performances. And the booker comes over. And they're like, hey, so actually, it's getting really cold out. So the audience asks if they can start the show late so they can go get clothes. And we're like, yeah, sure, I guess. And they all the men just came back with shirts on, like Donald Duck. Like, they all just had dick and balls and T-shirts.
Yeah.
And I remember we got, like, general rules when we got there. And it was this old lady who ran the thing. And she goes, you know, I've been coming here since I'm in my 20s. And I'm the events director. I have 5 kids. They were all raised here. Would you believe none of them are nudists? And I'm like, yeah, I fucking would. A, if that's what your parents do, I bet you don't want to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. B, what are the chances that they're not nudists? I don't know. Pretty fucking good. Mm-hmm. And so she's giving us, like, the rundown. She was, you know, we've had comedy here before. And she's got an apron on, by the way, because she was cooking. So she got just an apron on. And she goes, so, you know, we've had comedy here before. And a lot of the comedians think they're going to get laughs by making fun of the nudists or saying that we're weird. But I would avoid that because it doesn't go well. And what I need you to remember, and as she does this, she takes her apron and lifts it to start, like, rubbing her glass, like, washing her glasses. So she just completely shows me her vagina and goes, is that we're nice normal people. And then she just flashes me her box and fucking cleans her glasses.
Yeah, we were told, my buddy belonged to the nudist place I was going to. He called me up. He goes, oh, listen, just one thing, I want to give you advice. All because they're nudist doesn't mean they're swingers. He goes, there are going to be swingers there, but it's going to be nudist and people you don't want to see. But don't make that mistake that thinking everybody's swingers. He is.
Yeah, of course. That's like when you ask a porn star if they were molested, and they're like, you know, not all porn stars were molested. I mean, I was.
Yeah, and then there's a beat.
Every porn star goes, you know, we aren't all victims of sexual abuse. And then, I mean, I was raped brutally by a family member, but...
They had that convention in Edison, New Jersey. I got to go there and interview them. It was amazing.
Oh, Exotica, right?
Exotica. It was
that
amazing.
Was supposed to be in Sea Caucus years ago, and the mayor got it kicked out.
I'm looking at chicks I actually beat off to, and I'm like, God damn, she's right there. Oh, cool.
That's sick. I love red blood like that in movies. Yeah. I think it's a lost art, like the cartoonishly red blood. It's very Italian.
Oh, the kid's my favorite.
That's sick. That thing's fucking... That's
a big-ass
fucking creature.
And the whole budget was $25,000. $24,000 probably had to go to that thing.
I mean, this thing's fucking huge. Oh, I love it. That's so cool.
Oh, there's baby ones eating them now. Look at that.
That's sick.
Awesome. Oh, that's great.
Oh, shit. Ooh. So the way they did that... So those, the little sperm ones, so those are on a track, and they carved S's into the floor.
Really?
And they just put them on those, and then they put water over it. So you can't tell. They're all just following little tracks on the floor.
Oh, wow.
So that instead of making the monsters move, they just put it into the floorboards. So that they would all move like that.
This kid's not phased at all.
This is so cool.
Didn't they have the eyeball things like that in that Harrison Ford movie?
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Don't kill the kid. I like the kid.
Nah, I think the kid's got to stick around. I mean, it could be wrong.
Oh, he's pissed.
They're really getting their fucking runtime with this flick, man. Lots of cool shots, too.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why the electrician's coming.
Well, he was supposed to, but I doubt very much if he'll come.
Anyways, I was standing there, and she was looking at this thing.
We have a little surprise for you.
What?
I don't know whether to lead up to it first or just show it to him.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
Where's your bathroom?
Upstairs.
What?
I better dump it in the sink.
What?
They definitely found one of those.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking.
I'm putting the sink.
I really don't know.
Frank, all right, be careful, though, because my mom just blew that thing up a little while ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that alive?
Cool.
What the hell is it? I told Ellen maybe it washed up out of the creek or something, you know, after all that rain and all.
I can't even tell if it's a vertebrate.
Oh, it's crazy. It's
like that's fun.
Yeah.
If it is a vertebrate, these bumps suggest the order of a protein.
It's monkeypox.
Did you see there's a guy in, I think, Britain who's got COVID, monkeypox, and HIV?
Yeah, the hat trick of it. He's got the viral hat trick. I saw that. Some Italian guy, right?
Not that it matters, but it was Italy.
Oh, it was Italy?
Yeah,
thank
Italian
you.
Guy, yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Man, you got to be... You got to be doing a lot of fucking.
You got to be living your best life up to that point. Yeah. You're like, eh. But I got rid of my cocaine habit, so I'm doing well.
Aren't there guys out there who like chase at bug chasers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that. And did you see the guy whose nose rotted?
No.
From monkeypox.
Oh my.
No.
So, well, I mean,
it wasn't Artie Lang? Was
yeah, it's where his nose is. Where his nose looks like it's like a fungus. It's like fuzzy. And then halfway through the article, is like, oh, he also has HIV. It's like, oh, yeah. So his immune system's not too great.
I used to see this guy walking around the West Village, this old guy who had just like a gaping wound in his nose for months. Like, he just lived like that. And he always had like a bloody dress shirt under. Ugh.
It's not possible. There simply is no such thing.
Where, I can't remember. One of the spots I used to work selling tickets, you would always see... either people with like missing face parts or like bandaged up, and I realized we were right by a plastic surgery. But for weeks I was like, why is this haunted?
Yeah,
that was big after World War II, people missing parts of their faces and stuff.
What if it's not full grown yet?
Those masks don't look awful from a distance though, when they do like the clip-on things.
Could be the spawn of a freshwater eel. Maybe I was right. I'm going to look it up.
Okay. I got a better idea. Huh? I'm going to dissect it.
Ellen. Look, Ellen. Hey, look, if it's not in our book...
Oh, Ellen.
...upstairs somewhere, right? Hey, everybody, what about the biology test?
Pete, he's got some straight pins.
Pete!
Pete?
Yeah.
Does your mother have an old cookie sheet or something?
Yeah.
Now they're doing surgery on the thing.
Look under the sink, all right?
What a bunch of nerds. Let's dissect it.
I'd be like,
fucking sick.
Let's sell it.
Oh, that's great.
Is that the kid? Oh, no, that's the...
Is he just hanging out?
Yeah.
He's watching it. He's like, this is great. Oh, that is great.
That's really, really cool. This kid's just jerking off.
Yeah, it just scrolls down. He's got a huge rod.
He becomes the master of them. Let's feed my parents to him.
And now he realizes they're all getting out. That's so sick, dude. I love this. Oh, it's just so fucking visceral. That's sick.
One got caught in the mousetrap.
Trying to figure out why he's snapping.
Yeah. Oh, it's the noise that attracts him, I guess.
Oh, is it? Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, maybe they don't see. I didn't think of that. Oh.
Yeah, so let's attract them.
That's it. It looks like, Audrey, too, a little, from Little Shop, but like...
That's what I was thinking, exactly. But without a dental plan. Yeah. This kid's like, if I could bring this thing to school to eat all those douchebags that fucking bully me.
Yeah, who needs an AR-15?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, back when kids were creative.
Yeah.
More just showing up doing the same old shooty.
Yeah, what a bunch of hacks.
Yeah. And then you brought a monster to school to do your dirty right. work.
You could eat a peanut butter sandwich without dying and bring a monster to school. He's smart. He's like, now I could control them. I like the overalls with the shirt.
Yeah, that's a good... All this is very, like, I know it's 83. It seems so much earlier.
Yeah.
Like, it reads very 70s to me. I could be wrong. But I feel like a lot of the outfits, the decorations...
Yeah. Absolutely, the house, yeah.
Everything's very 70s. That's pretty sick, dude.
That looks like a dick. Uncircumcised.
This is bottom surgery.
Did you guys have to dissect frogs in high school?
I did, yeah.
I think grammar school, fish, frogs.
All we did was a frog. And I didn't do any other project that year because the girl that was my lab partner didn't want to dissect the frog. So she said she would do everything else if I would dissect the frog.
I actually got expelled from grammar school when we did the fish because I threw parts of it out the window at this woman that was sitting at the bus stop. I'm not even kidding. She showed up at the door with the cops, and the nuns went ballistic.
I think we also dissected, like, owl pellets or something.
Okay. I don't think anybody threw anything. I remember... One kid got in a lot of trouble on a field trip because he threw his drink in the face of a toll booth operator.
That's great.
It was very funny. By the way, in retrospect, hilarious.
Yeah. Oh,
a
absolutely.
Really good bit.
I remember you always stayed out in the wind. I was forever toweling you all. I feel like a baby. Here, put these on and drink me, thanks.
Thanks.
Oh, listless to me.
She, I know you said she's showed well. She looks like somebody else to me, and I can't put my finger on it.
The other one's got like an Ethel Mertz thing going on.
I hope your guests aren't put off by the weather. They're all coming in one.
There's so many people arriving.
Yeah,
there's nonstop people coming to this fucking house.
And do you remember Juju? Oh, how is she?
Very well. Surprisingly healthy for a non-vegetarian.
She's bringing her 7-grain blackstrap molasses bread and 2 sprites.
What are we making?
I'll give you a hint. There's a pot of lentils on hold.
Oh, your famous stew.
And brown rice with green sauce.
I hate this lady. I don't know why. I want this monster to destroy this bitch.
I didn't even know there were vegetarians back then.
Shall I peel them?
Don't you dare.
Now just wash them. And scrub them a little and line them up on the counter.
Don't shove it up your cunt, dear. By the way, I love that they just haven't really been showing the raid. It's,
yeah.
It's all sound effect, and they're just not showing the raid. That's gross. I like, this movie's really delivered. Nice canted angle. Now, are we going to assume that the little sperms are...
Oh.
Yep, there you go.
I mean, they do vaguely actually look like the,
I must be going crazy.
From Alien.
Alien, yeah.
Yeah, it could be. I can see how that was influential. It also reminds me a little of James Gunn's movie, Slither.
Right.
Lying at the top of the stairs just before I went in the bathroom. When I came back out, there wasn't anything there.
Remember I said, what are you doing? Then I saw it was in the stone sink, and well, I couldn't figure it out. There's nothing there now. Oh boy, you have an overactive imagination. Do you think some more of those things somehow got in the house? I mean, right now, while I was dissecting it, I know I wasn't imagining it. See, this is getting creepy. This whole thing is making me nervous. I think we should tell somebody.
I think we should have a threesome. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's why they got rid of all the chairs in the room. That's a old Bob Levy trick.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. You. I heard him and Florentine talk about it years ago when they were on the road. They would get a hotel. They would get hotel rooms, and they would stack all the chairs from their hotel rooms in the MC's room, so that if they got a girl back, they had to sit on the bed.
Yeah.
Brilliant
pro move.
Brilliant.
And they were like, "Yeah, that saves you like an hour."
Keep one table to cut lines on.
I said we calmly go through the books we have.
Yeah, Levy used to ask MCs to introduce him as this next guy. You might not know him now, but he just got signed to play Joey's brother on the new season of Friends. And that he said it worked every night. He's doing
amazing.
These little bar shows in Jersey
yeah.
when Friends was the biggest show in the world.
Imagination to suppose
anything at all. And yeah, Levy would give out, he would ask for extra hotel keys, and he would meet girls at the shows and just give out the hotel room key. And he's like, if nobody comes by 3 in the morning, I'm going to jerk off and go to sleep.
He's like the nicest guy ever, though.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. I was talking to him yesterday. I love that guy.
Yeah, I got to see... It was such a weird one-off night. It was at a restaurant in Little Italy, and I saw...
Chi-Chi's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
I saw Colin Quinn.
I was there with Colin Quinn.
And Levy.
And, yeah.
And it was such a fun show. And Colin went first. Levy went after him. It was really good.
I give up on you, Valakovsky, and the houseflies from Jupiter. Look, all I know is a creepy feeling is not scientific. I vote we show it to your uncle and ask him what he thinks.
Monsters if I'm wrong,
are pure ignorance.
Rich, were you there that night?
I was there that night.
Was Tony Danza there?
Yes, he was.
I remember. Fuck, I remember that. I remember we were sitting there, and I remember the booker comes over. He goes, "Don't freak out, Tony Danza."
Was that
here.
That guy James?
Yeah,
he's dead.
And he goes, "Oh no, it was somebody else."
Oh, somebody else. The guy James that actually put the whole thing together wound up. I don't know. He's found dead in his bathtub with no water in it, just laying there. But yeah, I was there that night.
I remember the booker goes, "Hey, don't get us. Don't forget. Tony Danza's here." And I just went, "I don't give a shit. Why would I care if Tony Danza's
here?" And he's like the nicest guy ever, too, man.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Till Johnny Salami or whatever his name fucking insulted him. And he goes to him, "Fuck you." He yells at the comic, "Fuck you."
Yeah, they tried making that a real comedy room for a while, and I remember there was a guy trying to sell tickets in Times Square. And I'm like, "You think you're going to get people,
yeah,
to go
down to Little Italy?
Down to Little, like, dude, when you sell tickets there, you got to walk them to the club.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to sell tickets to fucking stand up New York. because it's fucking 30 blocks away. Yeah.
It was funny. That place was like a fucking shithole too, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And that guy Chachi was Chichi was in all those like mob movies. He was like a real mob guy too.
You want to go with me
to the movies, Pete? I think I have to figure out a few things about you first.
Ooh.
I know the real reason you want to go with me to the movies.
So he wants to you heard fuck you. Slut. What do you think?
Because if you went to see the movie, you'd probably faint trying not to use your imagination.
You just want to get under my wool skirt.
I do.
All right.
All right.
Score one for the nerd.
I like the picture of the fucking prehistoric men behind her. This is what I want to do to you. We want to gangbang you, all of us.
Creature slurping.
Oh, that was a good transition. Yeah. That's funny.
Things are asthmatic.
How is that room, Tiff's, Rich?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's great.
I would like to do that.
Cool. And the guy, Mike, that owns, really nice guy. I could hook you up with one of the bookers there.
Yeah, sweet. Thank Absolutely. You. Yeah, I'd like to do that. I've been going out a little more on my own.
Cool.
Now that Lewis is on tour with Aaron.
I see that.
I'm starting to co-headline and try and go out on my own a little. It's been nice. This movie, I can see how some people would think it's slow. I particularly enjoy this kind of pacing.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know. It's and it's well spread out.
Yeah,
like we're seeing enough crazy shit that this monotonous shit is almost like tense.
The money was well spent when you watch it.
Yeah, I'm so impressed with that budget. I really thought it was way more.
Oh shit, is that the juice, the old juice man or whatever that was? Is that what that? No.
The ceramics are hilarious. There's ceramic squirrels on the other side of the room.
We had a dog when I was growing up, Fifi, a ceramic dog. My father wasn't into pets. He said if we have to feed it, we don't need it. So he had like six kids.
My mom used to teach ceramics when I was little.
Oh, I used to go to those classes where you paint it and then they put it in the oven.
Yeah, my mom taught at no, what was it? AAA? It was some trucking company had classrooms. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know that truck company, yeah.
And they did something for some reason. I don't remember if it was a Chinese or a Spanish thing, but for New Year's, they give you a bull. And for good luck, you're supposed to paint the bull's hoofs gold.
Gotcha.
And my mom was, I was a little kid, so my mom was teaching and raising me, and I'm real little, and she's like exhausted in the middle of the night trying to finish up these bulls, and she didn't realize they were anatomically correct. So, and she was exhausted in the middle of the night, and she wound up painting all the bull's dick and balls gold, too, and giving them out the next day.
Let's bring some more older people over.
These fucking old broads. Ugh.
That's got to be so brutal.
As the old lady perfume clashes with each other. Ugh. Oh.
Fucking old ladies.
And how are none of them drinking? I thought that's what old ladies did back then.
Yeah, none of them are smoking cigarettes.
Taking
either.
A volume.
Oh, fuck, Rich, that's a good question. Rick, you were around for Ludes.
Oh, I love... Rora's, yeah, yeah.
I've been asking people, because I rewatched Wolf of Wall
best,
Street.
The best. And I'm more pissed at Bill Cosby for buying them all.
And I've been asking people, what were Quaaludes like?
The best high ever. That was the fuck it drug. When I took them, it was fuck it. And I would drink on them. They called them the Quinlan cocktail because Carolyn Quinlan was on Ludes and drank and she was in a coma forever. So I was like, that's perfect for me. But yeah, there was two different kinds.
Yeah, people told me about Yellow Jackets and Black Beauties.
That was the speed that I used to take. First time I took that was in Central Park in like 78 at St. Patrick's Day. Fucking, I'm drunk falling down. My friend's like, I'm not carrying you. So he gave me a couple of those. Oh, they're going to fucking dice the animal.
Oh, that's great. Oh, and they're vegetarian, so they're going to eat it.
Oh, my God. We ate meat. It's not really meat. Quaaludes were the best, Zach. The best.
Oh, I saw somebody post on Twitter that they were going through their grandma's basement and found a full bottle.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm sure they're dead now. Like, I'm sure they're duds now.
I don't know. The Wolf of Wall Street guy would buy them for me. He even said that, if anyone has any.
Oh, they're trying to be polite.
Everything on that plate looks gross, by the way.
It does. With the last fish you made, which you swallowed cum.
90326. Oh, she looks like one of the kids from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
The one that got taken.
Yeah. Will.
Will. I started watching. I'm like season three. I don't know. It's pretty good.
What? All the kids got better at acting except him.
Yeah.
And he really sticks out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is that eating her foot?
Yeah.
Oh! Mother. All right, she has to help her. It's her mother.
Fire poker right there. Smack her in the head.
That's a lot of blood all of a sudden.
That's awesome. I love this.
Oh,
awesome.
We're infested.
Damn. Oh, this fucking rules.
Maybe you should leave the house. I don't know. That would just be a...
Everything about this kid... And there's no music. It's just chaos.
Not on the carpet, not on the couch.
Dude, this movie is delivering.
Come on, none of them are going to just run. Come on.
Fucking old bats. Good.
Oh, good. One of them's getting it out.
She got the old shoe.
You remind me of my ex-husband.
Fucking, they all smelled like pee anyway.
Yeah. Oh, good. Now they're getting in the Christmas vacation car.
Extra wood on the side.
Maybe we should call someone. Nah, fuck it. Let's go for a drive.
That's fucking awesome. And not a lick of fucking music. This kid's still fucking around. We haven't seen him in 20 minutes.
Nobody's attacking him. He's living his best life. He's like, I love this shit.
If you're watching the show and you have access to Quaaludes, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't believe no one made him again. How do you not make
I've heard
again?
They make... Right? A version, something similar in like China, but you gotta get them.
Yeah.
And that's the bitches getting them here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, great.
Man.
Phenomenal.
Oh, yes. Come on, no one's running. How do you not run? I'll go for help. Take off.
Can I be honest? This is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For everything inside, $25,000, this is phenomenal.
Shit, I remember those sneakers that guy had on. Yeah, you better save her. She's the hottest chick in it.
I love the drool.
Yeah.
Oh, now they're holed up in the room with all the fake monsters. That's so fun.
Yeah, that'll stop.
And then, by the way, they just left the kid. Fuck him.
Yeah. We're going to fuck now because we're all dead. Listen. She has the right, like, that's what you'd be doing, not this guy. You're right?
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing? Get out the window. There's got to be a window.
Hey, where's Charles?
Oh, yeah. The child that lives here. This kid rules.
He's got to figure it out. He's going to have him dancing.
Samadia? It's gotta be Charles.
What a sick fucking idea. Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's gonna get electric. This kid is fucking brilliant.
Oh, shit.
I love this. There's a monster on fire. I'll get it.
She fucked up this thing. Kid still got the cape on.
Anybody home? Take
something bad for sure happened to that kid.
Yeah. All right, we'll kick the other one out. This one's all right.
Yeah, she's cuter.
Yeah. go be monster food, bitch. Take your top off. The monster's got it.
She looks like the chick from Facts of Life.
Noise. There we go.
Finally.
Finally, somebody with a correct response.
Did you hear anything? Did you hear Charles' voice?
What are we going to do? We got to get out of here.
Oh, wait a minute.
We can't just walk out of here. Things all over the place.
I'm surprised you didn't notice him on the way up. How's this thing not eating his face right now?
Are you gonna pick up my point, Paul? I get to the phone in my room, all right? Now look, you stay here.
Oh no, no way, I'm coming with you.
You're not
no, I'll stay.
Here?
Look, we don't know if it's still out there. Now shut up.
This would be a good movie to remake.
Mm-hmm.
So like one of the
Everybody run to my room. Okay.
He's like, everyone run to my room. That's where I have the handcuffs and fucking whips.
One of the rules for making a great low-budget movie is it's all in one location.
Yeah.
Because company moves are one of the most expensive things.
Gotcha.
So, and you think about a lot of great low-budget movies, they don't leave wherever they are.
Yeah.
That went bad.
That's all right. I got one of the guys. Now I got two chicks.
Yeah. Hey, just doubled my odds. Yeah, the fact that it's all in the house is brilliant.
Oh, damn.
I love this. Oh, this dude's going out the window. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So if I'm correct, that girl was supposed to be the final girl who wound up getting another job, so that's why just another broad shows up.
Yeah, why didn't they go on the roof earlier? Like, come on.
So that's why this other girl just shows up to now be the girl in the movie. All right.
Because
that other chick, I think, got something else and couldn't finish the movie.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be doing this, like, from the beginning? or at least...
Or don't go higher.
Go lower. You slide down the pipe.
Shimmy it down and get in the car.
Or even if you jump. Jump fucking, on something fucking...
You dumb Magoo? I guess he's trying to save... Oh, no, he doesn't give a shit. Oh, yeah.
He's like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah. Car goes fast. Migo car now. That's sick. I love that she fell out of the thing headless. It's hilarious. Well.
Yeah, that'll stop him.
Now that it's just us, she's probably fuck.
She's got a Jordache jeans on or some shit.
How about the roof? Can we get to the roof from here?
And the blonde's the smartest one. How does that happen?
Please, man. She's reacting appropriately.
Yeah.
I have a feeling those titties are coming out.
I hope so.
They got away.
I'd be thrilled.
Pete's bedroom.
No, I didn't hear her scream. Something terrible happened.
They must have gotten to Pete's bedroom.
Once again, guys, just go. Oh, are they all outside? Okay.
Yeah, there were some outside earlier.
But those things are everywhere. Ellen dissected one of those things.
Dissected one of those?
You should have seen what they did to Pete's uncle.
Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Come on, Stu. They just noticed that? Yeah, this is... I'm so impressed with this. This is a fucking good, schlocky movie.
It's like, I thought I was going to lose my virginity today.
I bought a condom and everything. He's like, hey, this is working out now.
Now she'll never blow me.
He just turns and smiles. I saw her pussy.
For a minute, the other chick was rubbing her tits on him. He's like, this is good.
I got to first base.
Looks like the retarded Corleone brother.
Which is pretty funny when you think about it.
Oh, he's lost his shit.
There you go.
Can't get the keys anyway. What difference does it make?
What are you talking about?
Come on, we're going to go downstairs.
Pete, where are you going?
Downstairs, come on.
No.
That's it for Pete.
You let it in.
Yep, he's got some type of shock.
PTSD. Yeah, he's done.
Don't open the door!
Get away from me! But people, shut up!
Let him go.
You make me sick!
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, get out of here, you cock block.
Let me go! Let me go!
What an odd pratfall.
Uh-oh. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, you fucking jerk. Pete, you asshole.
Now none of us getting laid.
Sup, motherfuckers?
You can't blame it for wanting to eat the blonde.
This kid's just got plans.
This is like Home Alone, the horror version.
This kid's having a blast.
Oh, hell yeah. He's been waiting his whole life for this.
Yeah, he's fucking ready with the werewolf mask. And...
Oh, and that's funny, because before he was going, well, how did they kill the thing from another world? He's thinking from the movie, what are the best ways to kill aliens?
Oh, man, he's got C4 and shit.
So he's going to put that... the cape up, like that's his head. Have the monster eat his head and then blow it up. Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Now, if you save this girl, she has to blow you. It's part of the rules.
I think that's,
this kid should be getting laid out of all of them.
Yeah. Am I crazy? This is kind of awesome.
It is.
This kid for sure was going to kill all of his classmates, without a doubt.
Absolutely. This kid, I wonder where he is now.
Shut up, bitch. Oh, okay.
It's like the fucking MacGyver of kids.
That's awesome. Ooh, that was
good
tense.
Catch.
Whoa.
Dude, I'm loving this. This is so much fucking fun. Gotta make noise. Hell yeah. Dude, this kid rules. He's running out of shit.
Fucking crab claw. Ah, oh, he's gotta plug it in.
Look at this. Oh, you fool.
Oh, he's got an extension.
This kid thought of everything. This kid thought of fucking everything.
Tell you, the MacGyver of kids. You're right. He's been living for this fucking day.
Yeah. This is D-Day.
He's got to make a little more of a noise.
This is brilliant. Go help him, you assholes.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Shit. You motherfuckers. Oh, all right. He's got a knife screwdriver thing. This kid don't fuck around.
This is... I'm so impressed with this. I love this character. Oh, no. Oh, no! Oh, no. Did it eat the... Oh, it accidentally ate itself?
Or
yeah,
I'm
going to
plug
own?
It in, though. There you go.
You got to plug it in, bro.
Yes!
So satisfying.
Oh, that guy's such a pussy.
Good. Now we only have to deal with hundreds of thousands of little ones that are everywhere already. Unless that controlled all of them.
Kid doesn't even flinch.
No, he's stone cold, dude.
Going to get another one.
And he's had like zero lines of dialogue, right?
Yeah. He talked a little in the beginning when he asked how they killed the monster.
Oh, yeah,
from another world.
Right.
I mean, it is hilarious that that girl showed up just to be at the end of, in the, end
yeah.
of the movie. Oh, but now people are hunting the worms and burning them.
This like the seed from the
Night of Living Dead.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, the Marshall Justice.
Gotta bash their heads in or shoot them in the head and then
they're
burn
dead.
Their bodies.
They're all messed up. Wow, this is great.
This guy's gonna eat it.
You know somebody put one up their butt.
You definitely.
Somebody fucking got a Bunsen burner in a glass tube.
Took its teeth out and just shoved it up there.
Somebody's using one as a fleshlight. You don't gotta clean it out.
It doesn't have teeth yet.
Okay, can I be honest? That looks fun.
And you're never gonna get all of them. All white people.
Because black people would be frying them.
Yeah. Put them with the collard greens.
No, okay, let's be honest. Let's get our stereotypes correct. Asian people would be eating them.
Yeah. That's all you got to do is get the Asians to eat them.
It's a delicacy.
Done. Done.
There'd be fucking buckets of them in Chinatown with a scoop. Shove it up your cunt.
Come on, where's the kid? He's the hero.
The old ladies.
Yeah, here comes the fucking Rotary Club. You think when they would drive to the hospital?
Yeah, you're just six bleeding old women. Yeah. These women haven't bled in years. They're enjoying it.
This is a good memory.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Forgot about that guy already. I guess he's crazy now.
Yeah.
Faccia brutta.
Oof. Is that a pacer?
I'm enjoying this aftermath.
Yeah.
Usually it would have cut way before this. This kid doesn't give a shit. He's sitting there stone cold.
Yeah, he's lord of them.
Huge smile on his face.
He's wearing the face of the monster over his... Oh, look at him. Yeah, there you go.
He's got an ear necklace.
Still got the cape on.
Fucking weird little autistic fuck.
You killed all my friends, my monster friends. We gotta keep one.
He's gonna like have one in his pocket or something.
We gotta get this boy to the hospital. Fuck the old ladies.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman is the cop.
There's got to be something.
Giant one just comes up from under the house and kills everybody.
Dude, I love this. Like, all right, guys, we have one day where we can get a cop car.
Just one cop.
And an ambulance.
Yeah.
So just make the most of it.
And it's just one cop, no army guys, just one fucking cop. They had other things going on that day in town.
K24, come in. Well, we're through here for tonight. How's it where you are?
Three-foot,
that's nothing. You see what they got down out of the attic? 8 feet long.
8 feet?
I guess they just keep growing.
8 feet? What do you say to write a book when this is all over?
Oh, shit.
Come in, Bob.
Oh, Bob, you're fucked, son.
Yeah, I'll be right over.
Don't put your face to it.
And he's out there by himself? Come on.
Bob, you fool. I thought this movie was over three different times.
He kind of looks like Scott Bakula.
I tell you, they're all like knockoffs of fucking people.
You're telling me I'm retarded?
Come in, Cajun Ford. 20 feet tall.
Oh,
I knew it when it was coming up from under the ground. Look at that.
Oh, fuck. That's cool.
That's the king.
That's so cool. What a fucking scary ass last shot. Damn. By the way, I feel like those definitely influenced the sandworms in Beetlejuice.
For sure, yeah.
Wow, that was so cool. Wow, that was a great movie. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. Thank you so much for my guests, Max Antonucci, Rich Carucci. Please check them out online. And we will see you here next week. Fuck, that was a good movie. Thank you guys for hanging out today.
That was awesome. Thank you.
It was like Tremors, but better.
Oh, that was so fun. We'll see you next week on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, huh?